Bradford Today welcomes letters to the editor at chris@bradfordtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following poem was submitted by Walter Prokopchik. First responders, timing critical. Solicitation. We're aware. Seems everywhere we turn. Through food banks, other charities, and elsewhere, we've discerned. Some voluntary, we'll donate, towards their worthy cause. From which we'll enjoy self-esteem, and self-lauded applause. Otherwise involuntary. Taxation, household bills. We compensate for those burdens, by our persistent wills. And realizing freedoms here, in Canada. Best land. To which, from countries of our globe, on guard together we stand. Still, we must be most vigilant, of dangers from within. Our borders with our citizens, and few immigrating in. Some of our own radicals, spies from autocracies, that would try to stabilize our blessed democracy, and who would be our guardians, protect us from dangers of crimes, corruption, disasters too. Might there be Lone Ranger? Yes. Firefighters, paramedics, and police that brave our streets, along with journalists, for daily news they crave. We must protect them too, whose jobs protect us all in turn. Police from crime, firefighters in time, to save us from the burns. And paramedics at all scenes, fender benders, and in between. The journalists policing truth, for daily news we've not yet seen. For those responders all arrive, firstly in their careers, to care for us during our strife, and injuries and fears. And know, that they have families, and children just like us. Still they arrive most happily, to serve, devoid of fuss. For they're a team, as in all sports, watched from arenas stands, dedicated to win for us, as though we're paying fans. We spectate our journalists, and their coordinating plays. For they be the team's playmakers where, as fans we gladly pay. So next time, stead your resources spent, on some unneeded stuff. Contemplate, maybe donate, a bit, just be enough. With accolades, or token gift, toward them, since they're worthy of your choice, by deed or voice. They keep us safe, and free. Walter Prokopchik, Bradford.